Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Between 2019 and 2023, reports of disruptive passenger incidents in Ireland, in airports and in the air, tripled. Now, at least once a month, the situation escalates to such a degree the plane is forced to land before its final destination. Various sectors of the aviation industry are signing up to the Not On My Flight campaign, which aims to create a safer and more respectful environment for all air travellers. And the Irish Aviation Authority is leading the campaign here in Ireland. Just before coming on air, I spoke to its Chief Operations Officer, Jim Gavin.
So the purpose of the campaign is that the Irish Aviation Authority, we collect what's called current reports from the airlines, and we have seen a continued rise in reports of unruly passengers post-pandemic. Now, while the vast majority of passengers, we would say, travel responsibilities, there has been a significant increase in unruly behaviour. So with the June bank holiday approaching, over 500,000 passengers will travel to Irish airports. The Irish aviation industry is reaffirming, I suppose, our shared commitment to tackle disruptive passengers through the ongoing campaign, which is called Not On My Flight. So the initiative was launched last year. We've got an Garda Síochána con on now, the staff representative bodies, and it's continued to gain momentum. And the clear message really is, Sarah, is that from an industry perspective and from a Garda Síochána con perspective, unruly passenger behaviour. So that's things like, offensive behaviour on board an aircraft, assaults against cabin crew, ground crew, or indeed intoxication on board aircraft where people are being disruptive, simply wrong. Simply won't be tolerated.
And there's pretty shocking figures released today about the increase in that sort of disruptive behaviour. 30 incidents so far this year, which is an 80% increase on the whole of last year. So it's going to be way ahead if that trend continues. Do we have any idea what's driving it?
Well, yeah, and just to back that up, that's a 50% increase on incidents of disruptive passenger behaviour in 2024, so compared to 2023. So societal factors, obviously, Sarah. It's very difficult to identify exactly the root cause. Certainly, alcohol consumption is one. Drug misuse is another. And generally, people just being disrespectful to airport staff, to flight and cabin crew in general.
Okay, and you mentioned, when you talk about unruly behaviour, you mentioned intoxication, you mentioned it there again, drug and alcohol abuse. Do you think it's time to look again at the availability of alcohol, either in airports or in flights, or both?
Well, that's certainly something that I know the airport operators and the airlines look at themselves in terms of what we call mitigating that particular risk and serving people, or not serving people, should I say, who are intoxicated. But you also have the individual responsibility. And for people to think they can come to an airport, get intoxicated, get on board the aircraft, cause a potential safety hazard on board the aircraft while they don't listen to the instructions of cabin or flight crew, and indeed the general well-being of passengers around them. So what the Irish industry are saying, it's simply not being tolerated. And in Garda Síochána, as we have seen, probably people who would have seen the crime call program, the Garda Síochána will take action where it's necessary.
And when you say action, what is it? Is it that people will be put under arrest, or what are the repercussions if you cause this sort of disruption on a flight?
Well, we certainly, and it's public knowledge, where one of the Irish airlines had to divert a flight, and there's a prosecution case against those who caused that disruptive behaviour. And indeed, there have been cases in the airport where there's potential prosecution. So that behaviour, as I said, the guards are prepared to act where necessary, really, to ensure for the betterment of those who want to travel in a safe and secure environment, they'll take the appropriate action.
I know the IAA is emphasising today that this isn't just, unruly behaviour or inconvenient behaviour that means your flight is diverted. It actually, in some instances, threatens the safety of passengers and indeed of crew.
Yeah, so we saw on social media in one of the airports in the country, somebody being very disruptive, and I suppose a criminal act within the terminal area in that airport. But yeah, once the cabin door closes, Sarah, and the aircraft gets airborne, you can't just stop and get the person has to ask them to leave. The aircraft is airborne. It either diverts or when you land at the aircraft on your destination, or indeed if you divert, that passenger might be handed over to the local police. And indeed, in flight, the cabin crew, in some instances, have to restrain that passenger with the assistance of other passengers. So that's completely disruptive. It's not a good experience. And indeed, as I said, when we all know that we need to listen to the cabin crew, they're there for our safety. They're there to help us, won't have an enjoyable experience, but secondly, have a secure and safe one. Those who are being disruptive potentially can affect the safety of the flight. And as I said, that simply won't be tolerated.
And there's a big financial cost as well. You've talked through the safety implications, but it's also very costly. It's very costly for the airlines, obviously, if planes have to be diverted, but can also be very costly for people on the planes if they end up having to stay overnight or, you know, they miss a holiday part, although maybe perhaps that's all covered by insurance. But then do insurance costs start going up?
They do, of course they do. And Sarah, there's an emotional cost as well. You know, families gone away on holidays, people going on business meetings off the island of Ireland, and your aircraft has to divert, and yeah, there is that disruption. And of course, things aren't, you know, your hotel or accommodation needs can be catered from an insurance perspective, but there is that emotional cost of the disruption to your holiday or to your business trip. So there is, again, we go back to, there is a responsibility on the individual, people who take to behave in the appropriate manner and be respectful to those around you.
Do you think the airport police have enough in terms of resources and powers to try and deal with this?
We do, we certainly do. And, the airport police at all of our airports, and indeed our major airport, Dublin Airport and Garda Síochána, have a station there. So, you know, there is adequate cover there from an airport police perspective, and indeed from the Garda Síochána, no more so than trouble on the streets. You can't have an airport police or a Garda Síochána at every corner, but they do respond in a timely manner, and they do have appropriate powers. And as I said, and the recent publications, communication from the Assistant Commissioner Paul Cleary is that if needed, a Garda Síochána will take the necessary action.
Okay, I just ask you finally then, and this is a separate topic altogether, I might ask you to put on your GAA hat for a moment, and a lot of grumbling about the new calendar, people calling for the All-Ireland to be put back to September. We're hearing Waterford, for example, won't play, I think, for about 8 months now that they've been knocked out. Do you think this all needs to be looked at again?
Sarah, I'm sure the powers that to be in Croke Park are very conscious of those things that are being said. My role... either doing a bit of coaching at local level in the GA club or in my capacity as the chair of the Football Review Committee, we've got one job, and that's to make Gaelic games the most exciting amateur game to play and watch. We're very focused on that. Things are moving along nicely. I'm sure there'll be some more bends in the river as we get into the exciting part of the championship from a football perspective. And the group stages are working very well this year. We're very close to the quarterfinal stages of our championship, and in less than 2 months it'll all be over. So from a football perspective, it's going well. But I think the question you're asking me, that's for somebody else to answer.
Okay, and maybe this question might be for you to answer, because you mentioned it there, making it the fastest, most enjoyable game to watch. How do you feel the new rules are bedding in?
Yeah, they're going well, Sarah. From the FRC's perspective, we met again on Monday night. They're going as the rules are playing out as we designed to play. So that's probably the most satisfying thing. Now it's whether people like them or not. And there's been lots of debate on that. We'll be launching our inter-county games are a small number of, it's less than 3% of our total games. So there's thousands of games going to take place from juvenile football all the way up to adult grade. We're launching a survey in a couple of weeks' time to get the views of people. Anecdotally, you're hearing that people are satisfied with it. But the real telling, Sarah, will, when we meet again on the 4th of October for special Congress, will the delegates vote for these changes to be permanent? They're only temporary, and that's the easy bit. But so far, so good.
That was Jim Gavin of the Irish Aviation Authority speaking to me a little earlier. And of course, as Jim mentioned, he's also chairman of the GAA's Football Review Committee.